Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show. Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Tuesday, November 19th. It is 5:30 a.m. Thank you guys for being here. A lot coming up on the show today. Two big concert announcements, which is crazy. And then not only that, we've got tickets to both of those shows to give away this morning.
Too.
So yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun. That all happens at 7 o'clock this morning. How you doing?
Well, I want to thank you because I did spend my evening watching Hot Frosty last night.
Did you watch the whole thing?
I watched the whole thing.
Wow,
start to finish.
That's crazy.
Mercedes.
You never watch the whole thing of anything.
Never. I don't.
If you missed it yesterday, I was telling these guys that my daughter and I are kind of on this Christmas movie kick. She wants to watch a Christmas movie every night. Now, I told her I can't commit to every night, but we will definitely try when we have an open night to watch one. And the first one we watched was a movie on Netflix called Hot Frosty. It was the number one movie on Netflix. So we're like, this has got to be good. And it was one of the cheesiest things I've ever seen. But oddly, I was entertained. I thought it was super cute.
Super cute, super entertaining, heartwarming. Put me in the Christmas spirit.
Oh,
put up those decorations, everyone. Load up those Christmas lights. I am ready to go. Oh, I fell in love with that movie last night. But I think if I would have went into it blind without your stamp of approval and you give me some of the backstory, I'm trying to think, would I have tapped out? I probably wouldn't have finished it. But because of what you told me about the movie, like, I wanted to see how the story ended. I wanted to see the finish of this story, and I did it last night.
And that's kind of how I went into it, too. I was rolling my eyes at the beginning. I'm like, this is so ridiculous. This is so stupid. but I must find out what happens at the end. And I couldn't stop watching it. Steph, I know you watched it too. How did you like Hot Frosty?
I'm obsessed with the movie. I think the reason why is because I fell in love with Hot Frosty's personality. And if you told me like Hot Frosty, I would think kind of like a food item or like, I don't know. I didn't think of a snowman turning into a human. So when I watched it and how it came about and like the magical powers, and at first like he plays dumb and then he like turns into like a real human like overnight.
So endearing.
It was just awesome. So I really liked the character and of the ending, man. I was like, how is this going to end? What's going to happen? Does he melt away or what is it? But I loved the ending and I thought it was, because usually I love to like predict what's going to happen, but my prediction was totally wrong.
It was, yeah, it was super cute. So if you're looking for a holiday movie, Hot Frosty, it's the way to go. Don't expect like Oscar award winning content or anything, but it was super entertaining.
I was watching it with James and midway he's like, all right, I'm out.
he couldn't last the whole time.
I'm gonna start cleaning up dinner stuff. And it was just funny, but
it's
I
like,
liked it.
Like pro wrestling, you have to suspend disbelief when you go in and just enjoy it for what it is, because it was very entertaining. And cameos too. I love the cameos. And if you didn't point out some of the cameos, I wouldn't have picked up on them.
Yeah, it was it's so funny. Okay, don't laugh when I say this, but I thought Lacey Chabert, who is the lead in that, and she is from Mean Girls and way back in the day, Party of Five. I thought her acting was really good in this movie. She seemed so genuine and down to earth in this movie that I was like, she's so likable. I really like her character.
Same here. She was very she's very sweet. And also, too, the guy that plays Jack, the snowman, if you didn't point it out, I would have been sitting the entire movie trying to figure out where I know this guy from.
Yeah, he was from S Creek. He was the veterinarian on that show. And that's how I was. Finally, my daughter Googled and she's like, oh, I'm like, you're kidding. I knew I had seen him somewhere, but yeah. I couldn't pinpoint. So.
I loved the cops. The cops with the Brooklyn Nine-Nine actor and the office. Yes. Oh my God. I honestly think out of anyone in the movie that they made it because of their humor and that they're dynamic. So I really liked it. Thank you for putting me in the holiday spirit.
Okay. So your next one to watch is Meet Me Next Christmas. Well, that is currently the number one.
Meet Me Next Christmas.
Because Hot Frosty moved out of number one. Yeah. It's still in the top 10. I noticed that last night or yesterday afternoon when I started watching it. It's still in the top 10 though.
Well,
what's it called?
Meet Me Next Christmas. That is the current number one movie on Netflix. Right. And it was really good. That's the one with the pentatonics in it.
Okay.
It's all about getting into a pentatonics concert.
Oh, with Christina Milian.
Yes. It's so good. I really liked it. You guys will love it. So.
Oh my gosh. Another star-studded cast. I'm looking at the IMDb now. This is going to be good. Oh, I can't wait.
Oh yeah. You guys are in for a treat. I'm telling you. Oh yeah.
Girl, sit down. I finished that.
So good. All right. Well, let's get the show started this morning. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Finally by Cece Peniston? Do you want to hear Walking on the Sun by Smash Mouth?
And if you follow them, be out tomorrow, but if be out the sun, you might as well be walking on the sun.
Or do you want to hear Pocket Full of Sunshine by Natasha Bedingfield?
I got a pocket full of sunshine. I got a love and I know that it's all my own.
Choices. You can get your votes in right now. You can do it a couple of ways on social media. Go to our Facebook page, vote there. It's Mercedes in the Morning. You can tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM, or you can call or text us right now at 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Coming up next.
Mix 94.1.
You're going to want to hear this.
Oh, boy. Do we have a tie? Hold on one second. Okay, no, we don't. All right. We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, have you been an extra in a movie or a TV show? There's always something filming here in town. And one of our friends was on one of the biggest TV shows on right now. What was it? We'll talk about that coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and Walking on the Sun by Smash Mouth is the pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. You pick them.
94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. There is always something going on in this town, and I just feel like it's going to be bigger and bigger as far as filming goes for movies and different TV shows. I know Mark Wahlberg is a big part of bringing some new production and building a whole new studio here in town. So I think we're going to hear a lot more of these stories. But you have a friend that just made a cameo on a show.
Yeah, well, she just told me about this. The cameo was, I think it was 2 seasons ago, but the girl that was cutting my hair, we're talking about Yellowstone, and she goes, do you know my dad was in an episode of Yellowstone? I'm like, what?
Oh, wow.
Dad was in an episode of Yellowstone? Do tell. He was an extra. I'm like, is your dad Kevin Costner? How cool. He was an extra, and it was the season where that girl Summer, Piper Perabo, I think, played that character Summer, and they were protesting the airport, and a bunch of protesters, and her dad played a SWAT team member, and she said he was on, like, if you knew where to look, he was on for, like, I don't know, like maybe 20, 30 seconds, but he's in the background taking down some of the protesters. But she's like, yeah, my dad was on an episode of Yellowstone. I'm like, that is such a cool thing.
Yeah, that's like a cool little fun fact to have in your back pocket. And of all shows, too, that one is absolutely massive. That character was just on this week's episode of
she was
back. I was like, oh, there you are. I didn't know you were still on the show.
Hot Frosty won my night, so I'm looking forward to Yellowstone this weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Have you ever been an extra on a TV show or a movie? 702-364-9400. What was it? I was just scrolling TikTok a couple days ago, and I came across this woman who lives here in Vegas, and she and her husband, they are like extras on stuff all the time. And she was showing that, we're off to a job and they go, I want to say they were at Caesars filming something, and she couldn't say what it was, but they were filming and they were just extras, but they liked their, the way they kind of improved certain scenes, that they ended up giving her a speaking role as a front desk person at a hotel.
No
way. It was really cool.
That's so cool.
And I wish I would have saved the TikTok. I was just like, who is this person? So she does a lot of this stuff. She plays extras in shows and goes on these casting calls that are here locally.
That is such a neat thing.
Yeah.
My friend was telling me her dad had to take down a woman, a female protester. That was part of his background scene. And she's like, they didn't give him any directions. So he goes up to her. He's like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Like, get down to the ground, I guess.
Take her down. You don't want to get sued in the process of
takes her out. Get down.
Yeah, no kidding.
And then your brother's Da Vinci Code, right?
Yeah, my brother Mario, he was not hired to be an extra, though. That was the thing. They were legitimately in Europe on vacation. My parents took him and my younger sister, and they saw this big crowd of people. And so my brother was really curious, and he's like, can I go over there and see what they're doing? And so my parents are like, yeah, go ahead. They were in some park just hanging out. And so he goes over there and he climbs up on like this. It wasn't quite a light pole, but there was a light on it, but it was like, there was like a big block underneath it. So it was easy for him to climb up on and then look and see. And so he did that, and he realized they were filming a movie, and he was trying to figure out what it was. And this guy, old guy, was getting arrested in the movie, and they were like pulling him out of a car, and he's standing there watching it. Well, then he figures out days later that was the Da Vinci Code, goes back when the movie comes out, and you could see him climbed up on that light watching the whole situation. It's so crazy.
And your brother went to the Oscars that year as well.
Oh, yes. He got Best Supporting Actor.
It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning.
Show number
2173.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Tuesday, November 19th. Thank you guys so much for being here. I'm just trying to get my connection here going. Something is sounding weird in my headphones, but we are good now. Good to go. Welcome, guys. A lot going on this morning. We're going to get to some of the cool things that are happening here in a minute. I was talking to my daughter yesterday. She had like a huge test yesterday, and she had been kind of stressing about it all weekend, studying all weekend. I was talking to her, like, how did it go? And she's like, good. And she was talking about how she messed up on her Scantron. And I was like, wait, what? And she's like, yeah, I was filling in the, she was like, I was off a row on my Scantron filling out the bubbles. Uh-huh. And she's like, I had to erase everything and go back and redo it. I was like, I'm glad you caught that. But I thought it was funny because I was like, you are using Scantrons? And she's like, yeah. Did you use Scantrons? And I was like, I did. I remember when we had a test, we had to go to the bookstore and you had to like buy a pack of Scantrons. Do you remember that?
100% UNLV going there. Yes, absolutely.
And she's like, you had to buy them? And I was like, yeah, you don't? She's like, no, our professors give them to us. I'm like, oh, how rude. She's like, that's janky that you had to buy your own. I was like, well, excuse me. I don't know what to say, but I was like, yeah, we used to go to the bookstore and buy a pack of Scantrons. I would always bring an extra in case a friend in my class forgot one. It happened to me before where I was like, I didn't buy a Scantron. So one of my friends would give me one of theirs. That was a whole thing. And that's when I realized, man, you have it pretty good, don't you? I thought they were taking all their tests online, but I guess some professors are really old school and they make them do the Scantrons.
And still have to use a number two pencil with a Scantron?
Yeah, you have to use the number two pencil.
Get it all sharpened and everything?
So she had to erase everything. But was there something that shocked a young person in your life when they found out about how you did things back when you were younger? Or like I was talking about yesterday, how my daughter was shocked. She had no idea Destiny's Child was a 4-member group originally with 2 different members that got kicked out. And then Michelle was brought on in their place. She was like, are you kidding me? Like I've been blowing her mind with all these little fun facts lately. That, the Scantrons, all sorts of good stuff. She can't believe like how I even survived in the 90s.
Right, how did we do it too? How did we do it back then? One of those people out there, younger people who don't realize that Beyonce was in a group called Destiny's Child, that she was just her own standout star from the beginning.
Yeah, that is very true. Yeah, she was blown away. She's like, I've got to do research on this. This is fascinating. Like, hey, it says now that your test is over, you can study Destiny's Child.
Yes, there should be a class on that. Coming up here in about 10 minutes, tickets for you to go see Shania Twain. Those are yours when you win Heads Up in about 10 minutes. And then up next, we do have What's Trending. What do you got for us?
Sabrina Carpenter under fire for something she's doing during her Short and Sweet tour. We have details coming up in What's Trending.
Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Those tickets for you to see Shania Twain right after What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the mornings, What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Sabrina Carpenter is trending this morning. The singer is facing a little bit of criticism this morning, under fire from people that think she needs to tone it down a notch when it comes to her Short and Sweet tour. The former Disney star, she's 25 years old, okay? And she is very open with her sexuality. And many of the fans attending her show, they are young. And some fans say that her show is way too provocative. The Short and Sweet album itself includes a lot of songs whose lyrics, if you really listen to, are like, woo. Bad Kim is one of those songs. Juno is one of those songs. And that's on the album. So you got to assume she's going to be singing some of those songs when she's in concert. It's sparking a lot of discussions online about appropriateness, especially for younger audience members. Some of the comments made online include, I am outraged. My 7-year-old sister attended this concert and was exposed to these vile acts. This is downright dirty behavior. Another one said, this performance probably shouldn't be a part of an all ages show. She is very sexual with some of the things that she does on stage. Very sexual. But a lot of people are defending her, saying, hey, this is a parent fault thing. Her music was never child friendly to begin with. And if you listen to her lyrics, they would place the blame solely on the parents for taking their children to her concerts. She doesn't have to change her performance to cater to kids when her music was never for them in the first place.
My wife was at the show last night in LA, and she was there with some clients and stuff, and we were texting back and forth, and she says, yeah, it's a sassy show. There's one scene where she implies she's going to be with 2 guys. She says the F word a lot. There's stuff to it. And one of her clients brought her 9-year-old daughter to the show last night, and she said it was just, there were awkward moments, but the daughter just seemed to be having a good time and not really saying anything about it. about it, but every time there was something kind of extreme like that, she said her client would look at her like, oh boy.
Yeah, I think that a lot of the comments are going over the younger kids' heads. Mm-hmm. They just don't realize it, but there are, you know, during Juno, there's a very explicit scene that it's like the shadows of her and someone else doing stuff, and it's like, oh, okay. So, you know, your kid sees that, they may be like, what is back there, wrestling?
Boxing, or shadow boxing.
Like that. So, yeah, also the singer's going viral for her guest at her LA show this weekend, Domingo, who's played by Marcelo Hernandez. He showed up. She does a whole thing where she arrests someone in the audience, and she arrested Domingo. This is what happened.
I'm the cute boy with the blue jacket and the thick accent.
Is there anything you want to say before I arrest you, Domingo?
Came on this way, had to explain. He was from Domingo. Sabrina's a friend. She's like my sis. But I would hook up dog.
It was really funny. And that is what's trending.
We got heads up right now. We want you to play. Caller 20, 702-364-9400. That'll be you playing. And you're playing for a really big prize.
We have your tickets right now to see Shania Twain.
I feel like a woman.
Her residency at PH Live at Planet Hollywood. You're going. When you win heads up, you just have to pick your category and partner. And when you get six answers in 60 seconds, those tickets are yours. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Rachel, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Woo! Woo-hoo! Yes.
Let's get you these Shania Twain tickets. Pick a category. Do you want to go with The Little Mermaid, Student Loans, Diamonds and Pearls, or Change the Channel?
Change the channel.
All right. World Television Day is on Thursday. These are all things that are associated with the TV, okay?
Okay.
Who do you want to pick as your partner?
You.
All right. Let's do it.
All right. Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock to get six correct, Rachel. And when you do, you win heads up and you start now.
You point this at the TV to change the channel.
Remote.
Yes. This is back in the day. You used to have to fix these rabbit ears. It was also known as
antenna.
Yes. This is if I have HBO and Showtime and stuff, I have this.
Cable.
Yes. This is before the TVs were color. They were this.
Black and white.
Yes. I'm going to change the blank to watch a different
channel.
Yes. This is, I'm watching it on Netflix, so I'm watching it through this.
Streaming.
Yes.
You are.
Wow. Wi-Fi. Streaming was it, Rachel. You were so fast. That's it. You're done. That does impress me much. That was
absolutely
incredible. You just got a pair of tickets to see Shania Twain.
Rachel, you did it in 30 seconds. You're part of that exclusive 30 Seconds Club. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And we'll have more of these Shania Twain tickets tomorrow morning with that early edition of Heads Up. And we have a couple major concert announcements, by the way, coming up after 7 o'clock.
And coming up next, is it rude to do this when you're a guest in someone's house? Maybe you've done it before. We'll talk about that next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Thanksgiving is next week. I think a lot of people are going to be hosting guests in their homes. And when that happens, it can be wonderful to have everyone under one roof. But also, it can be a little awkward, especially if you're not comfortable where you are staying. And sometimes you might want to take matters into your own hands.
We had an issue. Okay. We had an issue with Laura's aunt and uncle, and they're actually talking to us about coming back to town to visit us in early 2025. And last time they were here, This still bothers me, and it has to do with adjusting the thermostat, whether it be Thanksgiving and someone has the house, it's hot and you want it cold, or it's summertime and the house is warm and you want to cool it down a little bit. Her aunt and uncle were here, came home from work. Her uncle had lowered our AC down to 65 degrees.
Ooh, he was having some hot flashes.
I think so. Whoa. I think so. The upstairs one and the downstairs one. I remember coming home and going, oh my gosh, it is so cold in this house, and walking over to the thermostat, and it was at 65. Normally, we're like maybe 73. He dropped it down 8 degrees upstairs and downstairs and didn't even like send a text message, like a heads up, like, hey, would you mind if I lowered the AC a little bit? Just went in there. Do, 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 lowered all the ACs in the house.
Like 73 sounds like a rainforest to me. It sounds so hot. So I just envision your house being like unbearably hot, but I still don't think he should have changed it without asking you. Like, he definitely should have given you a heads up on that. I feel like the thermostat is off limits unless you get permission.
You have to check first, right?
Yeah, and 65 is pretty low. I mean, I could see turning it down to like 68-ish, but we're like really trying to make up for lost time here, aren't we?
That's what I was thinking. This is summertime, and 73, I think, is doable in the summertime. You're in your house.
Oh, gosh, no. In the summertime in Las Vegas?
In your house at 73?
Oh, man, that sounds ridiculous.
Where do you guys go?
I think we're at 68.
68?
Yeah.
During the day?
Yeah, I think so.
I go
maybe like 70. I don't know. I don't touch it. That's the thing. Even though it's my house, I don't touch it. I just tell Matt I want to be comfortable. Like last night, oh, it was so hot. I took off all the blankets. I was like, the heater must have kicked on. I'm like, it is too hot up here. And I got up to stand underneath it. I could feel heat coming out. I was like, oh, turn this off. And I think he heard me rattling around because all of a sudden I hear the AC kick on. I was like, yes.
Oh, he changes it. That's great. Yeah, that's a touchy situation. So, Walt, if you're listening, when you come here next year, don't touch the thermostat.
Just put a thing of tape over it so he can't.
Don't touch.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Did you ever finish watching that Menendez Brothers movie on Netflix, that Monsters movie?
I didn't. We turned it off. I think it was the first or second episode when they actually killed their parents. It was just so violent that we stopped watching it.
We watched the whole thing, and then we were even like more fascinated by the story because I did not know very much about it. Then we started watching the actual documentary on Netflix. We haven't finished that yet, but we have some new news when it comes to this story. California Governor Gavin Newsom, he's addressing the whole Eric and Lyle Menendez case, and he says he will not grant clemency to them just yet. Yesterday, the governor says he wants to see what new Los Angeles County DA Nathan Hochman wants to do about the case first before he makes his own decision. Hochman says he plans to study the case files once he officially takes office in early December. The brothers, they're currently serving life sentences in prison without possibility of parole for the 1989 murders of their parents. Thanks to the Netflix show about the murders and the whole family dynamic, the question of the boys being abused by their father has come up, which is creating a big cry from people to release the brothers. Their resentencing hearing is on December 11th.
So the father did horrible, horrible things to the two boys, and then the mom knew everything about it and did nothing, right? That's why they killed the mom
saying.
As well.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. And that she may have done some things that were probably not good.
Okay.
Too.
Okay.
I don't know if they are under the umbrella of abuse, but just odd things that probably you should not have done. Yeah.
And that's what you picked up in the Netflix series or the documentary?
In the series. Yeah. And I also know that some of that is, you know, things are added for dramatic effect. Mm-hmm. So I got to keep that in mind too. But it was disturbing. I did not know all of that was going on. It's really sad.
I want to know what Netflix is recommending you to watch between watching that and then something as sweet as endearing as Hot Frosty. The Netflix algorithm for you must be like, what do we make her suggest to watch her next?
My Netflix is so confused because really? It was all K-dramas. Uh-huh. And then we started adding in some Christmas shows. Yeah, then these weird documentaries. I think my Netflix thinks that there's a serious issue that I have right now.
We don't know what to recommend to this
who
lady.
Who am I? Who am I anyway? Also this morning, if you are choosing to deck the halls early, experts say that says a lot about you. Christmas Day, more than a month away, but people, including a lot of celebrities, are already starting to get into the holiday spirit. And decorating early is for a specific kind of person. Whether you just reach for the tinsel and lights or put the full tree up, psychologists say that putting up your decorations early can reveal concealed emotions and subconscious behavioral tendencies, including Narcissism.
No.
Narcissists, they say, derive a sense of high satisfaction from being the center of attention, from being praised and applauded. They say it makes sense because those character traits can be fulfilled by turning one's house into a winter wonderland for the whole neighborhood to admire. But some people may be doing it as a way to give back because they're hoping that the joy that they put up brings joy to others. So I guess you fall in one of two categories. You're doing it for attention or you're doing it to help people. Which is it?
My neighborhood put up the official neighborhood decorations. I noticed this last night when I came home. They had a wreath on the gates going into my complex and the Christmas lights and everything. So it's officially Christmas season based on my HOA. They put up the community decorations yesterday.
Our community decorations, they put our lights up, but they haven't officially turned them on yet. The official lighting of the neighborhood has not happened. So I'm waiting to see when that happens. But yeah, we have our lights on our house, but that's it. We haven't done any decorating, no trees, no nothing like that yet.
I know we'll get back more into this Hot Frosty movie, but after watching that movie last night, I'm in the Christmas spirit. Something about that movie, watching it, I'm like, all right, I'm ready to go. I'm ready. 2 weeks ago, I was respect Thanksgiving. I still say respect Thanksgiving, but 2 weeks ago, don't put your lights up. It's too soon. It's too early. Now I'm like, all right, I'm enjoying the season now.
Okay, so I think what we need to do is instead of just reviewing it, we need you guys to do an official report. Do you think you can throw together a book report or a movie report on Hot Frosty in the next, I don't know, 20 minutes or so?
You know what? That's how long it took me to do my, when I was back in school.
That's 10 minutes more than you usually take.
I would do it on the bus ride into school. So absolutely. Are you kidding me? I definitely could. You, Steph?
I'm typing stuff up right now. I'm like, oh, a book report? I'm on it. I could do it in 5 minutes, but we can give JC some 20 minutes.
I want to do an official like report on your thoughts on this.
Okay.
And see what you guys think. And it's got to be like, you know, you need your thesis statement.
Oh, well, oh boy, a thesis statement.
Hold on. Can we do third grade style?
Yeah, I like that, but I'm down for simple, plain, to the
not,
point.
Yeah, this is not college. This is third grade.
No thesis statement.
No
okay,
thesis
fine.
Statement. Coming up here next, we have two huge concert announcements.
I mean, it really doesn't get much bigger than this, you guys. We're so excited to tell you about these concert announcements, but even more excited because we will have tickets to both of these shows. One pair will go with the Mega Minute this morning, and the other pair will go with Heads Up in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. What those concerts are, we've got the announcement coming up next. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Man, I love concert announcements. I love concerts. And man, this is huge because we have not one, but two major concert announcements to make this morning. First of all, we're going to have these tickets to give away at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. And that is tickets to see The Killers. Well, somebody told me you had a boyfriend. Residency at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. Some new dates have opened, and we've got your passes right at 7:30 this morning with the Mega Minute. It's their career-defining Las Vegas residency, and it's just gotten rave reviews. Caesar's Palace at the Coliseum. What a great place to see them. Huge, huge that they have announced more dates. So we're excited about that one.
Winning before you can buy them tickets, by the way, too. They go on sale Friday morning at 10 a.m. And your tickets are, we haven't come up in less than 15 minutes.
Yeah, so be listening for that. Also, this morning, we will have tickets to this show coming up right around 8:20 this morning with Heads Up. Tickets to see Post Malone. You know I said that I am better now. Post Malone is bringing, it's called the Big Ass Stadium Tour, and it's going to Allegiant Stadium on May 3rd. Not only is it Post Malone, but joining him will be Jelly Roll. Post Malone and Jelly Roll coming to town, Allegiant Stadium. In May 3rd, your tickets on the way in the 8 o'clock hour, right around 8:20 with Heads Up. Wow. I flip a coin. Which one would you want to go
gosh.
To?
Oh, my gosh. Two massive, massive concert announcements.
So good.
And we have your tickets both to both those shows before 10 a.m. this morning.
Yeah,
huge.
Don't go anywhere. Your chance to win is coming up. It's Mix 94.1.
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Killers have just added more dates to the residency, and you are going. We've got your tickets coming up here in less than 5 minutes with the Mega Minutes.
All right. It is that time of year. Or is it that time of year, honestly? Because we've had some debates about this. Is it the holiday season yet? Some of us are celebrating a little early. Some of us are going to wait until after Thanksgiving. There's no wrong answer. You do you, what feels good. But one thing, my daughter, she loves the holidays. And she asked me the other night, hey, can we try to watch a Christmas movie every single night until Christmas? I was like, that's a lot. We'll try. So we kicked off our holiday viewing with a movie called Hot Frosty. I brought it up on the show yesterday. I got so many messages about this movie. I cannot even tell you. I don't think I've even have been able to respond to all of them yet because so many of you have watched it. Except I think you two were the only two that had not watched the movie yet.
That's right. And Mercedes gave us homework. Watch Hot Frosty. And at first, I got home yesterday afternoon and had a couple free minutes. I'm like, I'll start this movie. I'll give it a couple minutes. I finished the entire thing. I can't tell you the last time I watched a movie from start to finish. Now, I broke it up throughout the day, but I finished the entire movie yesterday.
I am really in shock that you watched the entire thing. I thought you would maybe watch the first 10 minutes and say, this is ridiculous. I am tapping out. But the fact that you watched it must mean you liked it. I had mixed reviews. Some friends of mine said it was the worst thing their eyes have ever seen. Others said it was extremely cheesy, but that they thought it was cute. That's the category I fall into. Completely cheesy, but adorable. So I asked you guys to give me your assessment of it in the form of a book report. So now I think it is time to give your book report on the movie, even though it's not a book. Maybe it's based on a book. Hot Frosty. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay, perfect.
I'll go first. Spoilers, by the way. So lots of spoilers about Hot Frosty, but it's Hot Frosty, so okay. You got to deal with it. Hot Frosty, a book report by J.C. Fernandez. Hot Frosty is about this lady named Kathy who makes a snowman come to life, and his name is Jack. At first, I thought Kathy was rude. Kathy's friends gave her a scarf, and within hours of receiving this thoughtful gift, She was carelessly tossing it around the neck of a hot snowman. But that's when the magic happened. Jack, the hunky snowman, came to life and won our hearts. I have so many questions. How did he become a snowman? Was he once human? What if she put the scarf on another one of the snowmen, one of the fluffier ones? Would that one come to life? Perhaps those questions leave the door open for a sequel or a prequel. From the beginning, I wanted Jack and Kathy to find love and happiness. But how would that happen? She could never be with someone so physically cold. What happens when spring comes? Do they put him in a freezer? But what this movie taught me is that Christmas magic is real. And after the police sadly let Jack die under their watch, the magic of a kiss brought him back to life, and the magic of the Christmas spirit back to my heart.
Oh, wow! Thank you. My gosh! JC, compared to mine, that was incredible!
Thank you. It moved me.
Wow!
It moved me last night.
Oh, my God!
I am writing your grade down as we speak.
I put a lot of heart into this.
And give us your grades, 702-364-9400. I will use your grades as a basis for mine, although I've already given you one. It can go up or down based on the grades of the listeners.
702. I should have gone first. Mine's more of a review than a storyline.
We'll see. All right. 702-364-9400 is our number. Tell us what you thought of JC's book report. And now it is time for Steph's assessment of Hot Frosty.
Okay, this is the Hot Frosty book report of Stephanie Sadella. Hot Frosty is a winter wonderland rom-com mixed with comedy and holiday cheer. Between the corny jokes and the A-list actors, this is a Netflix show you will want to add on your to-watch list this holiday season. Lacey Chabert, a.k.a. Gretchen Wieners from Mean Girls, plays a widow who falls in love with a snowman turned human because of a magical red scarf. I didn't expect to fall in love with Hot Frosty, a.k.a. Jack the Snowman, who is full of cheer, a passion for helping people, a fast learner, and a sexy six-pack all the moms will love. My favorite parts were the scenes with the cops that you'll recognize from the shows The Office and Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I caught myself laughing at the parts where everyone starts saying, "I'm cold," and Jack being afraid of vampires. Although the Hot Frosty movie might not be a Christmas movie I watch every year, it certainly is worth seeing how the movie ends.
Wow!
That was good, Steph.
Not bad.
Good.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. You guys, I have to say, I am absolutely impressed with your assessment of this movie. I thought that you guys, you did give away a little, but you didn't give away it all. So if someone hasn't seen it yet, I think you can still go into it and be surprised at the outcome.
There's many layers to this movie.
Yes, there very much is.
I still have so many questions too about this movie.
Let's talk to Dorothy, who has a comment. Hi, Dorothy. Good morning. What do you think?
I've never seen the movie before, and I'm actually searching it up right now. I want to say thank you. We were talking about Christmas movies, my oldest and I, and I'm so excited.
It's one of those movies that you're not going to be able to stop watching once you start it. And I thought it was really cheesy, but so good. I loved your guys' book reports. Are you guys ready? Do I have a drum roll?
Let me get you a drum roll.
Steph, since you just went and yours is fresh on my mind, I'm going to give you my assessment of yours.
Okay, hold on one second.
All right.
Here we go.
All right. Steph, I really enjoyed your summary and assessment. I liked how you equated it back to, you know, honesty, how you gave the reader information on where I could find some of these characters, good background, good history, good assessment overall. I give you an A.
Wow.
Nice.
Oh my gosh.
Nice.
I wasn't expecting an A. Okay.
An A. I thought that was wonderful. JC?
Yes.
Oh no.
Your assessment asked a lot of questions. A lot of questions that I thought were fabulous.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The questions I had that I didn't realize you had also as a fellow viewer. For you, JC, I give you an A+. plus.
Oh my God! Valedictorian hot frosty.
Wow, I've never got an A plus in anything in school.
That was
a way to go
fabulous.
Out. This is awesome. This is so good. Thank you.
I'm so proud of us. I didn't think we could do
Seriously,
it.
Seriously, we're A students.
We kind of cheated a little bit behind the scenes, but we made it
cheated.
Work. Oh, I copied a little bit of yours after I heard yours.
Oh. Okay.
She copied. I'm marking you down. B plus.
You copied off of me, Steph.
Maybe I tweaked some words after I heard yours.
Someone said a great question, and I'll give more spoilers out, but I do have a question about the couple that gave the girl the scarf.
Oh, yeah. That's a good question. I don't want to spoil too much. Yeah. I feel like people need to watch it themselves.
If you're saying you thought we spoiled some, trust me, there's so many more layers
to
this movie.
You didn't get all the spoilers. There were just minimal spoilers. Yes. Trust us, yes.
All right, now it is time.
People are like legit mad about you spoiled Hot Frosty.
Listen,
I get it.
Back in 1999, I spoiled the movie of The Sixth Sense. I get that, but not for Hot Frosty. I'm not getting heat for Hot Frosty. Let's do it. It's now time for the Mega Minutes.
All right, and we just made this big announce this morning. Your tickets right now to see The Killers. Somebody told me. They are set to return to the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace for 3 encore shows, and your tickets right now, win them before you can buy them, to see Las Vegas's own The Killers with the Mega Minute. It's 60 seconds and it is 10 questions. We had a winner yesterday, Tiffany. She nailed it. Will we get a winner 2 days in a row? It could happen. Caller 20, you get to try your hand at the Mega Minute right now. 702-364-9400.
Time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
I'm trying to get Veronica on my calls. Just
you can't pick up calls?
I can't pick up calls all of a sudden.
Let me get Veronica here. No. There we go.
There we go. Hey, Veronica, good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys.
You are caller 20. You ready to play the Mega Minute?
Yeah, ready. Ready to deliver a beat.
Did you hear it yesterday by chance?
I didn't hear it yesterday.
Oh, Tiffany, she got through the entire 10 questions in like 45 seconds. She got them all right. She won. So I think that there's something in the air, and I really think that bodes well for you this morning. Are you feeling pretty confident?
Pressure's on, big shoes to fill.
You got this.
Veronica, you're playing for these tickets to go see The Killers. 60 seconds on the clock to get 10 questions correct. If you pass on one or get one wrong, don't stress out, because Mercedes will come back to those questions at the end. The Mega Minute, Veronica, you start now.
Jake Paul just won a boxing match against what famous boxer?
Mike Tyson.
Yes. How many sides does the home plate in baseball have?
How many sides?
Sides.
Five.
Yes. Which Disney character is known for leaving a glass slipper at the Royal Ball?
Cinderella.
Yes. What Christmas movie is about a boy who boards a magical train to the North Pole?
Polar Express.
Yes. Cirque du Soleil got its start in what country?
Oh, Russia.
No. The saying goes, diamonds are a girl's what?
Best friend.
Yes. In the movie Cars, what is Lightning McQueen's catchphrase?
Ka-chow.
Yes. What was Betty White's character's name in The Golden Girls?
Oh, hell. Sorry. I don't know. Pass.
What actress played Bella Swan in the Twilight movies?
Kristen Stewart.
Yes. Which singer coined the term Brat Summer?
Charlie XCX.
Yes. Cirque du Soleil got its start in what country?
Europe.
No. Gosh, Veronica, you did so well on that. We just got hung up on 2 questions. All 10 of them you got through. I did not know this. I would have been stumped too, Veronica. Cirque du Soleil got its start in what country? It's Canada. Had no idea. I would have said France. And what was Betty White's character's name in The Golden Girls? That is Rose. Rose.
Oh, gosh. It was so close.
Darn it. Veronica, thank you so much for trying. You did really well. Just couldn't get all 10 questions, which means caller 20 right now. These tickets are yours. Tickets to see The Killers, the Vegas residency, just announced these 3 encore shows, and you're going to one of them. Caller 20, you get these passes right now. Win them before you can buy them at 702-364-9400.
Hot, hot, hot.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Are you planning on hosting a family and friends for Thanksgiving? If so, you may be in the minority, because according to a new study, 1 in 5 Americans say they plan to host for the holiday season. The survey found that 42% say they do plan to host some sort of get together in the upcoming months, but right now, as it stands, only 1 in 5 say, yeah, they're going to do that. Do you think the election has anything to do with that? Like, there's family members that their politics have gotten between them and they're not going to do that.
I would hope they can put all that stuff aside and just enjoy family time together, but everyone's got that one family member. And why is it always an uncle that tends to stir things up?
It's, yeah, I know that there are a lot of people that I've heard of, a couple families that are like, nope, we're not doing that this year. So it's like, you know what, you gotta respect your own peace and make yourself be in that spot where you are happy. So if being around your uncle who talks about politics all the time is not it, then it's not it, you know?
Just walk away from that uncle. Walk away from trouble.
Sometimes you can't walk away.
I know. They sit you right next to him. Like, oh man, I'm sitting next to you.
I'm all for protecting your peace if that's what it takes. Also this morning, smoking rates are now the lowest ever in the United States. People are smoking less than ever. The Surgeon General says that it's progress, but there's definitely more that needs to be done. They say nearly 500,000 people die in this country every year because of tobacco-related illnesses. And this new report out today calls for lowering nicotine levels to non-addictive levels in cigarettes, saying that it could prevent 8 million deaths by 2100.
Wow.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
I'm trying to think. I go back 10, 20 years ago. I had a handful of friends that smoked. We'd be out. They'd be smoking. They'd take a smoke break. I don't have any friends that smoke.
I don't know any. I can't tell you the last time I saw someone smoking a cigarette. I've seen people smoking other things, but
the manager of the Albertsons that I go to, she smokes cigarettes, because every time I'm going in, she's outside on her smoke break, and I always stop to talk to her. And she's like, heard the show today.
Don't blow it in the face, though. Please don't do that. All right, finally this morning, what is the number one complaint of married men? It's being criticized by their wives.
Yes!
You knew it?
I said this to Laura on dinner on Saturday night.
Well, husbands say, you know, I can't do anything right. I'm tired of being the target of nagging and complaining. Women, though, have a different response to this new finding. They, you know, basically say, if these poor guys are bothered by criticism, why don't you pay attention to it? Psychologists say that a solution to the problem is for wives to kind of dial down the criticism. Make sure that positive comments outnumber the negative ones by a healthy margin. And the habit of criticism, it's hazardous to any relationship.
Absolutely,
really.
Absolutely. We were at dinner Saturday night, and we had some dish that came with sweet potato chips to go with the dish. And it came with a lot of chips. And we finished the dish, and I kept just eating all these chips. And Laura goes, stop eating chips. I'm like, why? Why are you coming? I want to eat chips. So you're going to fill up on chips. I'm like, who cares? I want to eat the chips. Let me eat chips if I want to eat chips.
And so did you keep eating chips?
I did. Well, she apologized. She just goes, I'm sorry. I don't know why I said that. I'm sorry. I'm like, well, because I started, you know, I pushed the chips away. I'm like, fine. And then I started, you know, acting up. And she's like, you can eat the chips. Like, no, I won't eat the chips. She's like, eat the chips. I'm like, okay, I'll eat the chips.
Yeah, fine. Crosses arms. Silent treatment.
She goes, there's people looking at us. I'm like, I don't care. You told me I can't eat chips.
Oh, man. That's so funny. I think the criticism thing is very valid. I find myself doing that a lot too.
We all do it. Do you want to talk about your gift stuff here coming up next?
Have you ever re-gifted a gift before? We've talked about it, and I have a question when it comes to re-gifting. Is this something that you cannot re-gift? I want to re-gift it because I'm not going to use it, but I also don't want to be rude and insensitive. We'll talk about it coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. What's your take on re-gifting stuff, especially with the holidays here coming up? I'm starting to get my list together of all the things that I need to get for people. And we like to do gifts for anyone that gives us some sort of a service, like people that do my hair, people that do my husband's hair, our pool guy, our landscaper. Like, I make a whole list of everyone on that list as to who gets something for the holidays.
It depends, I think, on the gift and what you're doing. Is it a custom gift that someone gave to you?
No.
That you're turning around and re-gifting to the pool guy? And he's like, oh, awesome. A Sephora makeup bag with the name Mercedes on it. What are you going to do with this?
I would never give something like that. Like, re-gifting, I feel like if you frame it up as, hey, I'm not going to use this, but this person will really like it. And if you give it to them, I don't think it's a big deal. But on this, I'm not sure. So someone gave me a gift card to a restaurant that, like, I know I'll never go to. I just, it doesn't, there's nothing about that restaurant that makes me want to go there. It's just not like my type of restaurant. And it like serves stuff that I don't really care for.
Okay, we all get that restaurant.
Yes,
sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not our wheelhouse. Yeah.
So I'm never going to go there. But someone gave me a $50 gift card to go there. And they gave it to me like 2 years ago. So I'm going through our drawers of gift cards and I see it and I'm like, ugh, I really hate this going to waste, but I'm going to go there. So I call the number on the gift card to make sure that it's still valid.
Smart.
You know,
yeah,
smart. And it is. The $50 are still on. It's still on there. So I'm like, you know who might like it is this person who does this service for us. So would it be rude if I take this gift card? Now, it came in an envelope with my name on it. So obviously I would have to take it out of the envelope and just give it to them like naked, put it in the card.
Yeah, sure.
Is that rude to re-gift a restaurant gift card to a place you know you're never going to go?
I think you're checking off all the boxes of it being okay. I thought you were going to say that you got it. I thought you were going to say it was like a $100 gift card. You guys went in and spent like $25 and there's $75 left on it. They don't know that there was $100 on it originally and it's a $75. I think you're checking off all the boxes. Make sure there's no name on it. Make sure there's no indication that it's you. It's still valid. You checked off all the boxes of it being okay.
What do you think as far as re-gifting goes? And have you ever received a re-gifted gift that you were like, oh, wow. Okay. Well, this is obviously regifted. 702-364-9400. Let's talk to Corinne. Corinne, good morning. Did you get something regifted?
Hi, good morning. Yeah, I think it depends on the situation. I think if you disclose that it's being regifted, depending on what it is. Like, my best friend got a bunch of kid clothes one time for a gift, and they just weren't going to work for her kid sizes, so she gave them to me. But she was like, she told me, like, hey, this is, I didn't buy this. However, for gift cards, I think to your point, like, no one's going to know that you're regifting it.
So it's like, okay, here, you try this restaurant. I don't want to try it, but you try this restaurant.
What are you going to say to the friend that gave you that gift card? They eventually say, hey, Mercedes, did you ever try such and such restaurant?
I was thinking about that.
I know it's not in your wheelhouse, but that's where I got you the gift card because I wanted you to experience it on my dime.
I don't know. It's never come up. And I think about it, too. Like, I don't ever go to you and, hey, I get you a Nordstrom gift card every year. And I'm like, hey, JC, what did you buy with that Nordstrom gift card that I got you? I never ask you that. I just kind of just assume you used it and that you enjoyed it. Hopefully they never ask me that question.
That's a good point, because that would be awkward. Check with the pool guy, because I gave it to him.
Guy's got like brand new gloves from Nordstrom. loving life. And now that I've said this, which one of the people that does something for our family is going to go? They're going to be like, this is the restaurant. Oh, okay.
And then, yeah, and everyone that gave you a restaurant gift card over the past 2 years is thinking, was that us?
We are getting tons of calls. When did you get a re-gifted gift? And how did you figure out it was re-gifted? We've got some calls on hold I want to get to. Amy says she gave a gift and was disrespected by it. Or she got a gift maybe and was disrespected by it. We'll talk to her and more of your calls at 702-364-9400.
We announced it this morning. Post Malone presents the Big Ass Stadium Tour with special guest Jelly Roll. You're going to be the first one to get tickets to this show coming up in less than 5 minutes.
So many big events coming to town, and that includes F1 in Vegas this weekend. I know a lot of you have been longtime F1 fans before the race even came here. And some of you are like trying to get into it now that it's more accessible to us. And the biggest F1 fan I know is my daughter, Sophie. She loves it. She knows all aspects of it. And for some, oh, there we go. And she is on the phone right now. Sophie, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. It's been a little bit.
It's been a while. So good to have you back. We were wondering if you could help all of us out here and do a segment called F1 for Dummies. F1 for people that don't understand F1, because you are such a huge fan. How did you get to be such a big fan of F1?
Well, I first started becoming a fan actually last year when the race came. I was like, oh, wow, we're getting our own F1 race? That's awesome. So I watched the race, you know, I got into it, and then I was like, oh, this is, like, pretty cool. So then I went on Netflix, and there's a Netflix show called Drive to Survive, and that just kind of explained the whole world of F1 to me and kind of the intricacies of the sport, because it's unlike other team sports out there, because you have engineers working at the headquarters building this piece of intricate machinery, and then you have to have the best people driving it out on the track. So it's a really awesome sport.
Well, we're going to open up the phones. F1 for Dummies. What is your F1 question if you have one? 702-364-9400. JC, I know you have a question.
I do, and I was lucky enough through my wife's job to go to it last year. I'm going again this year, and it's so intense and so neat to see. But I don't understand, Sophie, the scoring system. Can drivers get points from winning the race, and are there other ways to get points during the race itself?
Yeah, so in the main race, if you score in the top 10, you score points. If you score in the bottom 10, you don't score points. So for this race, we only have the main race. Other locations have what's called a sprint race, and in that case, the top 8 people who finish get points. But, yeah, and the points, it is all about the points. All eyes are on this race because I don't know if you guys know, but Max Verstappen can win the Drivers' Championship with the Las Vegas Grand Prix.
If he wins this race, he wins the championship?
Yes. Not only does he win, I believe if he scores 3 more points than Lando Norris, then he gets the title. So you got to make sure you're watching.
So does he have to win the race, or could he come in if you're getting points in the top 10? If he comes in 5th place, does that give enough points to win the championship?
It depends on where Lando Norris finishes in comparison. Oh. Yeah, those are the 2 title contenders right now.
Elaine, good morning. You're on F1 for Dummies with Sophie. What is your question?
If I'm just now getting into F1, what driver should I be following?
Oh, that's a great question. There's so many amazing drivers out there. One of my favorites is Lewis Hamilton, of course, you know, 7-time world champion. But I think you just definitely have to watch this race because this is one of Lewis's last races with the Mercedes team. And this is also one of Carlos Sainz's last races with the Ferrari team. So those are 2 of my favorite drivers, but there's so many amazing drivers throughout the grid.
Sierra, it's F1 for Dummies with Sophie. What is your question?
Hi, in the world of F1, who's considered the villain and who's considered the hero?
Is there a hero slash villain? Is there like this is the driver, like Joey Logano in NASCAR? He wins all the time and people like hate him. And Kyle Busch, they hated him, but he also had fans. Is there one of those in F1?
See, off the top of my head, I feel like I have to say it's Max Verstappen. Everyone's trying to catch up to Max. Everyone's trying to, you know, try to get to him in that Red Bull car. So I probably would have to say he would probably be the villain currently, just because he won so many races of the 2023 season, and now other drivers are winning this season, so it's been a lot closer. As far as the hero goes, I would probably have to say either Lando Norris or Charles Leclerc. Leclerc, Ferrari, or Lando Norris of McLaren.
Who's your favorite driver, personally?
Oh, you can't make me do this. Oh, no, I can't. That's actually so tough. Oh, man.
sits here, waits for answer.
Either Lewis Hamilton, Oscar Piastri of McLaren, or either of the Ferrari drivers. I really... Charles Leclerc, Carlos Sainz. I love the Ferrari team.
I love it. The conflict is real.
Yeah, I know. Soapy, you have to come back on maybe like Thursday or Friday morning, because what? Thursday night is qualifying Thursday night, correct?
No, so Thursday is free practice one and free practice two.
Okay.
And then Friday is practice three and qualifying. And then Saturday night is the race. So all of the teams and drivers, they're in town right at this moment. I saw Lando Norris, he posted this morning, saying, hello, Vegas. So they'll have their media day tomorrow, I believe.
Max Verstappen actually is on the phone. He wants to ask, why did you call him a villain?
Sophie!
Oh, goodness. Sorry, Max. I love your little theme song, Max. Sorry.
Yeah, Max Verstappen has his own song.
Oh, does he?
It's
no.
Like, Max Verstappen. Thank you, Sophie. We're going to have you back on for a recap. There you go. Any questions for F1?
Max is listening right now. What the heck? The biggest driver in the world is offended by Sophie's comments.
I know, right?
Here we go. Let's do this. Everyone has been calling and texting since we made the announcement last hour at 7 o'clock. It's now time for Heads Up, Caller 20. You're playing 702-364-9400. And boy, oh boy, you're playing for one big prize.
Yes, literally, it is the big-ass stadium tour with Post Malone and Jelly Roll coming to Allegiant Stadium. It was just announced this morning. And you are going to win these tickets before you can even buy them. The show is in May 3rd. Your tickets right now with Heads Up. All you got to do is pick your category, pick your partner, get six answers in 60 seconds, and the tickets are yours. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hi, Amy.
Hello.
You're caller 20. All you ready right. to play Heads Up? Ooh.
Yes, I'm so nervous.
Oh, my gosh. We've got these Post Malone and Jelly Roll tickets, May 3rd, Allegiant Stadium. They just announced this morning, and you're going to be there when you win. And I say when you win because you are going to win, Amy. I am feeling it.
Oh, all right.
Let's pick a category. Around the World, The Princess Diaries, Deck the Halls, or Apple Cider?
Deck the Halls.
Deck the Halls. All right. We've got the holidays coming up, and that's what this is all about. This category is just different holidays, okay?
All right.
Who would you like to pick as your partner?
Ray Mercedes, we got this.
All right, let's go.
All right, Amy, 60 seconds on the clock. Get six correct, you win. And Amy, Heads Up, it starts now.
This holiday is on December 25th.
Christmas.
This holiday is on October 31st.
Halloween.
This one is on, it depends, but you hide eggs and...
Easter.
Yes. This is the first Monday in September. You usually get it off.
Veterans Day? No, that's not it.
No. Pass. This is in May, and you'd get a Monday off for this.
Veterans Day, Memorial Day.
Memorial Day, yes. This is the one in November that you just said that we get off to.
Veterans Day.
Yes. This is on January 1st. Happy
New Year.
Yes!
Yeah. Amy.
You got it, Amy. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Amy, you are officially the first person to have tickets to go see Post Malone and Jelly Roll at Allegiant Stadium on Saturday, May 3rd. Congrats.
Oh, this is so exciting.
We'll have more tickets for you tomorrow morning with Heads Up.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress, just like David says. Sleep easy, friends.
If you are planning on traveling for the holiday, you are going to need to pack your patience. A record number of Americans are planning to travel over the Thanksgiving holiday. AAA says they expect nearly 80 million people they're going to be driving and flying between Tuesday, November 26th, and Monday, December 2nd. That's about 1.7 million more than last year. American Airlines are gearing up to handle more than 8 million passengers from November 21st to December 3rd. Southwest says it expects Sunday, December 1st to be its busiest day as more holiday travelers are headed home on that day.
And you guys are, you're staying put, just kind of relaxing back here, right?
Yeah, I think we're supposed to have family coming in for Thanksgiving. It was a last minute decision on their part to come in. So we were going to just take them out to dinner, but now they're getting really like wishy-washy about it. Well, that's the plan, but please don't change things because of us. I'm like, we already changed things because of you, so you better be coming. I didn't say this, but I'm thinking it. I'm like, we already changed our original plans because of you, so you better be coming in town. And if they don't, I will be so mad.
Can I guess who it is?
You can guess.
Is it your sister?
No.
Your sister Andrew, they have a free lifestyle.
They're
travel
very wishy-washy.
Around. In a good way. They live a carefree. I know they have responsibilities, but they travel a lot with a carefree kind of attitude about the whole thing.
They are planning a big Thanksgiving in Colorado, which we were going to go to originally. And then our plans changed. We were going to go to a friend's house. Then I found out that these family members, they're not direct, they're like cousins. And so I canceled our plans with our friends to take them out. But now I have a bad feeling. Mark my words, I have a bad feeling right now. I'm not trying to put it out in the universe, although I might have just done that. I feel like they're going to bail on us. I feel like it.
And if you already changed your schedule for them, I think they need to let you know about it at least a week out, probably longer, but give it a Thursday.
Yeah, I'm trying to be positive about it.
Are they staying with you?
No. Oh. Thank goodness, no.
The look on your face.
Oh,
saying,
gosh.
No.
No. Speaking of Thanksgiving, a holiday tradition, a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, that has aired on TV since 1973, and Apple TV Plus is continuing the tradition. So if you're a subscriber to Apple TV Plus, you can see it whenever you want. But if you don't subscribe, you can watch Snoopy and the Gang for free for non-subscribers this Saturday and Sunday. They're going to open it up for non-subscribers to Apple TV Plus if you want to watch a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. They're also going to air a Charlie Brown Christmas for free on December 14th and 15th if you want to check it out.
I always look forward to those as a kid because to me those were like, okay, Thanksgiving's around the corner, Christmas is around the corner, the holidays are here. I always look forward to those two specials.
Is there a Christmas song that kind of gets you teary-eyed? Whenever I hear that Charlie Brown Christmas song, I don't know what it is about that song. There's like hardly any words in it, but when I hear it, I get so nostalgic and just kind of weepy, which is really bizarre. Here we go.
I know this is it.
Yes! What is it about this song? Oh my goodness. And they were like, Christmas time is here. Is this it? Yeah. Why does this make me?
Good grief.
There's just something about this that gets me really nostalgic. I think of being a kid and Christmas time and, like, you know, mom putting the decorations on the tree, and I don't know what it is.
It's something special about it. I'm seeing if we have another. I heard a Christmas song that I love. I got to find it. I got it. So, you know how you said I love that Waitress's rapping Christmas song?
Right.
And you're not a fan of it?
Right.
A coworker of ours was talking about that song. He's like, dude, you got to check out these couple other Christmas songs I think you'll love. I'm like, all right. And I listened to one of them. It was like the Kinks, Father Christmas or Father Time or something. It was good. But then I heard this song. Oh, he gave me two. What do you think of this Christmas song right here? Long intro. I'll come back. I'm gonna play this. It was fine. Okay, I'm gonna play you this Christmas song. I'm not gonna say who it is. I'm just gonna play it for you. Let me know if you like it. Here we go. Twisted Sister, Heavy Metal Christmas.
That's a no from me, though. You really feel like that screams holiday? Twisted Christmas! No, absolutely not. Yeah. Well, at least you got me out of my weepy mood. Now I'm more just like annoyed. Finally, this morning, it seems like this biopic that Madonna's been working on for years, I don't know if this is going to see the light of day. And maybe this is why she's wanting to change things up. So she posted on Instagram. She wrote, after struggling for days in LA, listening to producers and agents telling me why I couldn't make my film, I realized that everything in my life is going to be challenged. No easy rides for me. I guess I should be grateful. It forces me to think outside the box. So I don't know what's going on with this Madonna biopic, but she's also asking fans to weigh in on whether or not she should turn her story into a TV series instead of a movie, like maybe like an 8-part Netflix series or something like that. She added, quote, think before you answer. I actually would prefer that. I think I would like a TV show better. I feel like you can get more in.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's got a lot of stories to tell and different evolutions of Madonna's career that you definitely could do a Netflix-style TV show where it's, 8 episodes, an hour each, however long. If some could be shorter than the other, I'd be down for that. There's too many stories to tell.
Yeah, I don't understand why they're giving to her such a hard time with a movie. Was really looking forward to seeing that. And the girl from Ozark was going to play Madonna, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So we'll see what happens with that. There you go.
Wicked, you want to get into Wicked stuff? Because can you talk about Wicked yet?
I can talk about Wicked now. I can talk about Wicked today. So I saw an advanced screening on Sunday. I'm not going to give anything away, so you have nothing to worry about there. But there is something that I'm very concerned about for when this movie officially comes out on Friday. I'm really concerned, and I'd like to give a personal PSA and see what everyone else thinks. The consensus is on this. Wicked in theaters Friday, one of the best movies I've ever seen. And we'll talk about it coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. This Friday, it's officially here. Wicked, the movie, part one hits theaters. And I am so excited to hear what everyone thinks of it. I got to see an advanced screening over the weekend, and I was truly just blown away. It was so fantastic. In fact, I already have plans. I bought tickets for Friday to go see it again when it comes out officially. And then I have tickets for next week to go see it, I think, on Tuesday. Because I want to see it again and again. It was that good.
That good you're going to see it 3 times within a matter of a week and a half.
Yeah.
You're just selling me on it. I'm looking forward to it.
I cannot tell you how fantastic. Cynthia Erivo. I might start crying if I talk more about how great she is in this movie. She was Elphaba. Ariana Grande, she just really embraced the role of Glinda and just was fantastic. And I saw this morning that they are going to do sing-along screenings starting in December on Christmas. They're going to do screenings where you can go and sing along. And that's what I wanted to bring up, because when I went into the screening, there was some winners like that won their way in, but there was a lot of press in there. So I wasn't too worried about it happening, but I am a little worried about this happening on Friday when I go to the regular screening. People singing along in the movie. Okay. I get it. The songs are amazing. They're so, so catchy. It's hard to not pop you. When this song came on in the movie, in my mind, I was singing it. But can we collectively agree not to sing along in the movie unless it's a sing along screening that you're going to?
A musical though, right? So there's a lot of singing in the movie.
There's a lot of singing.
And these are all well known songs.
Oh yeah, people know these songs, especially if you're like a theater kid. You know all these songs. Once I prove my worth. And I just don't want the movie to be ruined for everyone else. That's how important it is to me. I want everyone to be able to absorb it and not have people singing along and distracting, because nobody wants to hear you singing. They want to hear the actor singing. Am I right? Am I wrong for thinking that we should not sing unless it's a sing-along screening?
Did you go see the Taylor Swift concert movie?
No, I didn't.
But were people singing in that?
I don't know.
I believe people were singing in that movie as well. should you not sing in that?
Well, that to me is a concert, which I feel is a little different. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think? Do you think it's okay to sing along in this movie, or would you be really annoyed if you're like trying to watch and the person next to you is singing like defying gravity at the top of their lungs, and you're trying to listen to Cynthia Erivo sing it, and you're like, here's Helen, like top of her lungs.
Helen's excited to be there. She's waiting for this moment.
I totally get that, and I understand it. I was excited too. Erin, good morning. What do you think?
Girl, I'm singing at the theater on Friday. I am. And like, literally, when I heard you talking about the movie, I almost started crying. But like, when you start saying that we can't sing, it's like you're literally being the gravity and you're trying to pull me down. And I have no other choice but to defy you.
I love you. I love you, Erin. And I love your passion. And I'm not saying you can't. Like, that's not for me to say whether you can or cannot. But I'm just saying, like, maybe we should be respectful to the people who don't want to hear your beautiful voice, Erin, which it is very beautiful. I can tell already you have a great singing voice, but like,
just tell her, you have to butter up. Just tell her, Erin, don't sing.
I think if you want to sing, you should completely go to the sing-along. Like, that would be an awesome option for you. But like, in the theater with all the people who paid to be there, I don't think they, no shade. I don't think they want to hear you.
Oh, no, girl. No. Listen. I literally saw the original cast when I was 9 years old. I've been waiting for this day my entire life. And here's the thing. As a theater kid myself, I have to speak for all theater kids, all theater nerds in the entire universe. Everybody makes fun of us, and that's fine. Like, we got thick skin. We're about it. But Wicked is ours. Like, you're coming to our playground. And, like, we will be singing with tears in our eyes, like, popular The Wizard and I, like, this is what it's about. Like, it's not about following the rules. It's about, like, defying them. We have to defy gravity.
Erin, her passion is awesome. I have to give her that.
Can you say, if we play a song, Erin, can you sing along to a song if we play it for you?
I mean, I wasn't ready, but I can be. I mean, if you're asking, I guess I will. Like, what? Yeah, I'm not going to make you pull my arm. I mean, if I have to sing for all of you guys, I will.
You're gonna be
We're gonna
you.
Be popular. Oh my God!
Mercedes, how can you deny this joy?
I can't.
I'm crying right now. I literally can't contain my excitement.
Erin, your enthusiasm makes me so excited to see this movie again. I absolutely love you. I just hope we're not in the same theater.
How could you tell her to be quiet?
Let's talk to Christine. Christine, good morning. What do you think about singing in the theater when Wicked comes out?
I feel like this is one of those jerk or justified moments.
Yes.
I do think it is justified. Do not sing. I'm the same, though. I mean, I like the songs and everything. However, A, some people might not be on tune, but at the same time, like, you're there for an experience. So I think that you should enjoy it. And if you're going to sing, do it kind of like under your breath.
Yeah.
I don't know. I agree with you.
I mean, I think you really want to hear Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande singing. Like, I want to hear what they sound like singing these songs. And then in December, on December 25th, then you can go to the sing-along and everyone in there can sing together and it will be a big party. You know what I mean?
Yeah, even if it's off tune, but yeah.
I don't know. Erin may have like swayed me a little
She's
bit.
So passionate.
She was so adorable.
But then again, you get someone like Erin, and then you get Helen, who's like, wow, I'm popular.
Poor Helen's like, why did I get the short end of the stick here?
Here's something you can sing along to is the All American Rejects Underground Lounge that we're doing this weekend. We want you to join us. You can't buy tickets. The only way to get those tickets is to win them. And guess what? We have them coming up here in less than 10 minutes. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the Morning.
And that is it for us on a Tuesday. Thanks so much for being here. We have got a lot going on the show tomorrow. Tomorrow is career day, so we're going to have a brand new career where we're going to learn all about it, including how much money you can make in that career. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we're really excited about tomorrow's guest. I think you're going to love her. That's the only hint I'll give you.
I love this woman.
Yes,
I do. She's so sweet. Yeah.
And so
inspiring too.
Exactly. We're going to talk to her 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Also, more passes For the Killers, they announced three encore shows for their Las Vegas residency at the Coliseum at Caesars this morning. And you win them before you can buy them tickets, happening at 7:30 with the Mega Minute and Post Malone Jelly Roll passes. 8:20 with Heads Up. They'll be at Allegiant Stadium on May 3rd, and we'll have your tickets to that show, too. We are headed out. J-Love is on the way next, but right now it's time for the line of the day.
Mercedes asked Steph and I to watch the movie Hot Frosty, which is about a sexy snowman that comes to life. And she asked us to do a book report on the movie. Let's go back to my A-plus performance, which does contain spoilers. From the beginning, I wanted Jack and Kathy to find love and happiness. But how would that happen? She could never be with someone so physically cold. What happens when spring comes? Do they put him in a freezer? But what this movie taught me is that Christmas magic is real. And after the police sadly let Jack die under their watch, the magic of a kiss brought him back to life, and the magic of the Christmas spirit back to my heart.
Oh, wow! That was an A-plus effort. We loved your... I think we need to make this a regular feature as the holidays go on. I think we need to give you another book report that you got to do on the next movie.
Oh, I'm down for this. I watched the whole movie, too. I can't tell you the last movie I watched start to finish, and it was Hot Frosty. I'm in on this.
I think maybe we should discuss this tomorrow. Meet me next Christmas could be the next Hot Frosty.
All right.
All right. We'll talk
I
about
like
that.
This. Well, that'll do it for show number 2173 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.